This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah, it's a blessing from Allah Almighty who have allowed all of us to fast from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That means there are 4 nights, 4 days we have fasted, Alhamdulillah. We believe for everybody who is fasting with the right intention, there is some improvement in ourselves. That means if you count 4 days of fasting, at least there are 4 bad character that we have left, that we have abandoned, and there are 4 good character that have been replaced. That is how we look into Ramadan. I hope all of us still remember the dua, the zikr, and the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to recite this again so that we all will remember how to make the zikr after the witr prayer. Then after that, I'm going to recall back 2 hadiths tonight, just 2 hadiths, which we have shared with all the brothers and sisters who have been joining us in our qiyam every night. Hadith from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason I want to recall this, I will share with you after this azkar, after witr. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Rabb al Malaikati wa Ruh. اللهم إني أعوذ بك برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Now we always ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to strengthen our memory so that whatever we have learned, we will never forget. And also the hadith, the zikr that we have memorized, we should not have forgotten it. Why? Because this is something we do almost every day. One thing I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who have been joining our online program, please remember the witr prayer is not only in Ramadan. Ramadan is a beginning to train ourselves to perform the witr prayer in jama'ah, but outside Ramadan, witr prayer should continue, because this is one of the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he never missed every single night, not only Ramadan and also outside Ramadan, almost every night. So we hope all of us will try our best to make sure we do not only perform witr in Ramadan, but perform witr every night, even outside Ramadan. 11 months to come, don't forget witr prayer. Now let us recite two hadiths. Number one, the Prophet ﷺ said, La darara wa la dirar. Just follow me to recite three times. I believe the fourth time, all of you can recite this hadith. La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. La darara wa la dirar. Meaning, the Prophet reminded his ummah not to do or say anything that may cause harm to yourself, or do or say anything that cause harm to others. Like COVID-19 now, the coronavirus can cause harm to you. When it harms you, you must make sure that you do not cause harm to others. Just an example. That's why we stay home, to make sure that we are safe and others are safe too. See how beautiful the saying of the Prophet? The second saying, Min husnil Islam. Follow me, brother and sister. Maybe one day I will ask all of you again to make sure that you have memorized all the small, simple hadiths. Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. I repeat, Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. Last one, Min husnil Islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. Meaning, the goodness of a person in Islam, that means a good Muslim is a person who stay away from anything that have no concern to him. Meaning, don't be a busybody. Just focus on what we have to do, at least to ourselves and our immediate family. Then you focus on Amal Ma'ruf and Nahi Munkar. Because Islam always starts from ourselves, then we think of others. Don't sacrifice yourself to the extent that you like to please others to displease Allah, meaning you are destroying yourself. We should please Allah. By pleasing Allah, we save our soul. And then only we can please others. Pleasing others is to please them with what Allah is pleased with it. That's how we move on, brothers and sisters. Now, why do I say it's important to memorize few sayings of the Prophet? Because we are his ummah. We love him. We love Allah. That is why we memorize few ayat. We memorize Al-Fatiha. We memorize Qul Huwallah. We memorize Qul Ya Ayuhal Kafirun. Example. Why we memorize all this chapter, this surah? Because we love Allah. We say we love the Prophet. At least we memorize some of his saying. If not, how can we prove to the Prophet that we love him? There was a man in the time of the Prophet who is very concerned about his future. Like all of us, I believe we all are very concerned about our future, about our children, our grandchildren. So this man asked the Prophet, Mata sa'a ya Rasulullah? Very simple. A simple man asked a simple question, but it's a very, very important question. Mata sa'a? He asked the Prophet, when is the last day? When is Qiyamah? When is doom days? Because there are two types of Qiyamah. One Qiyamah Sughra. The minor Qiyamah is we as an individual pass away. That's our Qiyamah. That means our life ends here. The second Qiyamah is the major Qiyamah. Every living soul will die. Then resurrection. So this companion asked the Prophet, Mata sa'a? The Prophet do not want to respond. He was silent and he keep on asking again and again. Then the Prophet asked him back, what have you prepared for that day? You are asking about a very important event, about the hour, the last day. And every one of us have a last day. So the Prophet asked him, what have you prepared for that particular day? Don't just ask and you are not ready for it. Because when you are not ready now, it's too late. When you are gone, you are gone. There's no more second chance for you to come back. I hope what I'm trying to share with all of you, brother and sister, you can hear me better today. Because I'm trying to use this earphone to make sure that whenever I say something, you can follow it. Clearly, and you can hear me loud and clear so that it benefit you. I hope so. Anybody can let me know if there is still some sound problem. We will try our best to see how we can improve better. Brothers and sisters, that man, when he asked the Prophet asked him back. He answered a very simple answer. He's a simple man. The Prophet asked, what have you prepared? He said, I love Allah and I love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love you. There is his answer. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so surprised to hear what he said. And he answered back to him, then you will be with whom you love when that day comes. When that day comes to us, you will be with whom you love. If you say you love Allah, it's so easy to say, I love Allah. All of us who are fasting, I believe we all do it because we love Allah. Because we believe in Him. Even if we go through hunger and thirst for a while, we are happy, we are okay, because of our love towards Allah. But loving Allah is not just fasting, we know. We hope that those who are fasting, they do perform their daily prayer, the five obligatory prayers, Fajr, Zuhur, Asar, Maghrib, Isha. And the number is very, very easy to remember. 2, 4, 4, 3, 4. 2, 4, 4, 3, and 4. That is the number. I'm not going into the option of just focus on the obligatory one first. You cannot say, I love Allah, that's why I fast. But while you are fasting, I don't pray. Because there's a group of Muslims who is good in fasting, but they are not good in their prayer. There's another group who pray, alhamdulillah, very good, but not fasting. Because Allah wants all of us to come into His religion. Udqulu fi silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum adum bi. That we enter Islam, we follow the teaching of Islam wholly, totally. Not we just choose what we like and what we don't like, we just stay away. No, no. What Allah wants us to do, we should try our best to do to show our love towards Him. And when we say we love our Prophet, we have to follow His Sunnah. Don't abandon His Sunnah. Don't belittle His Sunnah. The worst thing that is happening to this generation is that there are Muslims who go against the Sunnah of the Prophet. And sometimes, the way they look at the Sunnah of the Prophet is like they abuse Him. They hate the Sunnah of the Prophet. But they say, I love the Prophet. I personally believe it's because of their ignorance about the importance of following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You remember I did share with you last few nights that if anybody said he loved Allah, Allah make it very straightforward and simple. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, فَاتَّبِئُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, whoever said they love Allah, they have to follow your sunnah. Follow the sunnah of the Prophet is a command from Allah. He command us to follow His messenger, and we choose not to follow. If we don't follow because of our own ignorance, our own weaknesses, may Allah forgive us and may Allah strengthen our iman. But don't belittle and abuse and criticize the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we do that, our shahada, you know, the basic teaching of Islam, the most important thing is the shahadatain. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is Allah that we worship, and no other gods or deity we believe and worship except Him alone. Then you cannot be a Muslim if you just believe in Allah. Then you have to say, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Everything must be guided by that. So if we are ignorant about sunnah, we learn. Ask the people who love the sunnah and you try your best to follow. If you do not want, don't belittle, criticize the sunnah. Please don't do that. Brothers and sisters, if we say we love the Prophet, that's why I am teaching all of you. I am inviting all of you to at least memorize few saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The askar, the zikr of the witir is from the Prophet, so don't forget. And then the saying, la darara wa la dirar, short but very, very powerful, very straightforward, very beneficial. If we all just understand that hadith, la darara wa la dirar, do not cause harm to yourself and don't cause harm to others. Allahu Akbar. See, this is what Islam wants us to do. Very simple. You want the best for yourself, you also try to give the best to others. The Prophet gets it in other hadith. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. You cannot be a true believer until you love your brother or sister what you love for yourself. Example, this is what Islam is about. Not just about yourself, also about others. And then we said, the second hadith, because from different night, I may share with you other hadiths. Now, this hadith was shared to all the Jama'ah last year, the whole month of Ramadan. I believe that majority who have been joining us last year, they should have memorized this hadith. But I'm inviting those who are new, following our online reminder every night, will also benefit from the saying of the Prophet. The second one is, if you want to be a good Muslim, just stay away from things that have no concern to you at all. Then you'll find peace to yourself. And you find peace with others, because you don't get involved until people want you to get involved. Then you try your best to help them if you can. So, brother and sister, I remind myself actually not to talk so long in Ramadan. In the beginning, I think that I should take 10 minutes, maximum 20 minutes. But sometimes I was reminded that maybe I've taken more than 20 minutes. So tonight I don't have the intention to do that. So I wish all of you the best of Ramadan. We still have how many nights to go? Or how many days to go? At least we have 25 days. 4 days gone so fast. We hope that all of us have been improving ourselves. If you keep on checking on what you have been doing, what you have been saying, your feeling, I believe when you have all these exercises to check into yourself, you will know. Is your patient getting better? Is your good feeling getting stronger? Is your thinking more positive now? All this you can check by yourself. Allah help those who help themselves. I would end with all of you this ayah. Please don't forget. Allah, Almighty, the Creator, who have all the power to do whatever He wants. He just said, Kun, Fayakun, be, and it's sure to happen. He said to us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of any one of us until we ourselves want to make some changes. Changes come from us. Don't wait and say, Allah, why you don't change me? You have to make change. Because He have given us the authority. He have empowered us to do at least something for ourselves and our family. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, don't forget. In tansurullah yansurkum wa yusabbit aqdamakum. Allah is keep on reminding us, if you help yourself by observing what Allah wants you to do, helping to uphold the deen of Allah, Allah is sure to help you. Allah promised, in tansurullah yansurukum. You say you love Allah, do what Allah wants you to do. Allah will help you. He will love you. He will protect you. وَيُسْتَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ And He will make you strong. You'll be steadfast wherever you are. You are proud to be who you are as a Muslim. Brother and sister, We'll see you tomorrow night again. Please don't forget to pray for us. Lastly, we just have news that one of our scholars, our good brother, a good friend of mine, Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim, he's not been well. So please pray for him too. We have other brother, Abdul Rahman Majid, who's not been, he has gone through his operation. Alhamdulillah, he's improving. Yeah, so we keep on praying for everybody who need our prayer. If you don't remember their name, O Allah, make those good Muslim brothers and sisters, wherever they are, healthier, and those who are still sick, make them have a fast recovery. So brothers and sisters, again, maybe there's one question that I may try to help to answer. Can't see the question. Wait. Question. Is from who? It's from Nadamubin. Nadamubin. Just want to check a question from Sister Nadamubin. If I am at early stage of pregnancy, it's finished. It's moving already. I can't see. Wait. If I am at early stage of pregnancy and really can't fast, may I pay back the fast after my confinement? Brothers, especially to sisters, when we are pregnant and we know that we can't because it may cause more harm, then you don't fast. But you know, after pregnancy, you give birth to a baby, you have to breastfeed the baby. So you may not be able to even to pay back that particular year. So what the best way out is to redeem that fasting day by paying fidya. And you, because now you can't fast, after that you still have to breastfeed your baby. So the best way out is to pay fidya. Redeem our fast with paying fidya. A poor person, a day's meal. Example, if you are eating lunch and dinner, may cost you 15 ringgit per meal, so it's 30 ringgit per day. Because when you want to feed the poor and the needy, you feed them with the food that you eat. That is how Islam wants us, to show our kindness, to others. No, you want the best to others, you just give them. The minimum, no. So, if fasting is going to bring more harm to you, don't fast. But also you must honor the fasting day. You don't have to eat in front of others because you may send the wrong message to others. Especially the not yet Muslim. See, this Muslim, you see, they are not a true Muslim because they don't understand a lot of things. They judge Islam through our action. So may Allah make it easy for you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a good and righteous children. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana walhamdulillahi alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Brother and sister, I don't know how you look at me, but I am using my right hand to make my shahada. If you look at me like I'm using the left hand, it's because of this camera. There's something wrong with the camera. See you tomorrow night. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.